On Midwest Week, Iowa joined some other states in limiting early voting. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Tom Barton, reporter for the Quad City Times and Dispatch Argus. So to start with, Tom, how popular was early voting in Iowa last fall?
It was increasingly popular. Nearly 6 out of 10 Iowa voters cast ballots before Election Day 2020.
Wow. And what sort of early voting was allowed? What was the range of things that people could do before Election Day?
Yeah. So there were a lot of options. You could vote early by mail. You could vote early in person. You could put your absentee ballot in the mail. You could go to satellite early voting locations that many county auditors in the state set up, and you could cast your absentee ballot in person before Election Day. You could also personally return your absentee ballot by driving to the county auditor's office and placing it in a locked, secured, monitored drop box that's monitored with video surveillance. And then, of course, you could all, always go to the polls and vote on Election Day. But yeah, there were many options in Iowa to vote early. You could vote from home or you could vote in person.
Did you get the idea, Tom, from auditors that the being able to vote early in so many ways increased turnout, or was it just the same number of people voting, just a lot of them doing it before Election Day?
So it seems like there was definitely record turnout. There was higher voter participation in the last election. You can make the argument as to whether that was because of changes made to election procedures to encourage early absentee voting, or if it was just because of the election itself and with having such a contentious presidential election that motivated more people to want to vote and turn out. The numbers, the evidence, seems to suggest that maybe it was just maybe more so a shift in voting that, maybe it didn't necessarily turn out more people to vote, but people instead decided to shift over to absentee voting, early voting, because of concerns related to the pandemic and also just, quite frankly, the convenience of it.
Right. Now, so what changes did the Iowa legislature make to early voting, starting with the number of days to vote early?
Yeah, so they made a lot of changes. Iowa voters will have less time and fewer options to vote early in person or by mail-in ballot under these sweeping changes. So to kind of go through some of them, as you mentioned, the time for early voting is reduced. So the number of days to vote early is reduced from 29 to 20 days. Until 2 years ago, Iowa's early voting period had been 40 days.
And now, didn't they make some other changes as far as what the auditors could do for satellite voting and some other things?
Right. So local election officials face stricter requirements before setting up a satellite early voting location. The law requires a petition signed by at least 100 eligible voters to establish a location. So critics contend eliminating auditors' discretion to open up convenient early voting locations, based on their expertise, will force voters to drive farther to vote in person at county auditor's office, further hindering early voting and potentially leading to longer lines and delays at the polls on Election Day. The president of the State County Auditors Association, who is a Republican county auditor, has said leaving the establishment of satellite voting locations to the public, only creates unknowns in costs and staffing that would potentially disrupt the careful planning of county auditors.
And didn't the legislature also want to make some changes as far as who can bring in ballots? I mean, it's not so easy as far as, returning ballots anymore.
Right. So voters must return and submit their own early ballot with limited exceptions. Only caretakers, immediate family, or household members, or a designated election official can deliver an absentee ballot on behalf of someone else. Supporters say it prevents, you know, so-called ballot harvesting, in which, you know, volunteers or campaigns collect, fill out, and sealed absentee ballots from voters' homes and drop them off at a polling place or with an election official. Democrats and county election officials argue that the new restriction unnecessarily jeopardizes vulnerable Iowans like the elderly, those lacking reliable transportation, individuals with disabilities who live alone or and have no relative nearby, that it jeopardizes vulnerable Iowans from returning ballots in a timely fashion.
And what about the Iowa legislature? Did it make all these changes on its own, or was there some question about whether there was some outside help?
Yeah, there's definitely a question about outside involvement. So Heritage Action, the advocacy arm of the National Conservative Heritage Foundation think tank, its leader was caught on tape in a leaked video bragging about its role in crafting these new voting restrictions, well, in Iowa as well as across the country. That's notable because Heritage Action is not registered as a lobbying organization in Iowa. An attorney for the conservative advocacy organization has since denied lobbying any state lawmakers and aiding in passage of the new election changes in Iowa, you know, despite the previous claim from their executive director, who is a former official in the Trump administration. The Iowa Ethics and Campaign Disclosure Board, which oversees the lobbying of the state's executive branch, voted, I can't remember how long ago it was, maybe it was a month or two ago, to approve a formal investigation of possible undisclosed lobbying of Governor Kim Reynolds' office by the conservative group. And Democrats have filed two complaints in the Iowa House for potential violation of Iowa ethics and lobbying laws, but GOP leaders have not signaled any intention to investigate, you know, their own members.
And what about county auditors in Iowa, Tom? Were they universally in favor or opposed, or was it a mixture on all these changes?
Overall, you know, it seems that county auditors are opposed to these changes. As I mentioned, there are Republican Sioux County Auditor, who's current president of the Iowa State Association of County Auditors, wrote in opposition to the changes. You know, the association opposed the changes, you know, arguing that, you know, that these place unneeded and, you know, overly burdensome restrictions on the abilities of auditors and county election officials, to run fair, efficient, and smooth elections. You know, in his letter to state lawmakers explaining his opposition to the changes, the president of that state county auditors association, you know, says Iowa has a deserved reputation for fair, efficient, and smooth elections, and that most of these provisions would threaten that rather than help that reputation.
And was there and many reports of fraud or some sort of cheating in Iowa last year with you know, with all the freedom that has since gone away, all the freedom to vote early and stuff? Were there any reports of wholesale fraud or cheating or anything like that?
No, there wasn't. You know, and again, Republicans, including Governor Reynolds, you know, have said that these additional measures are necessary to reassure Iowans that Iowa's election laws are necessary, despite Iowa having no history of fraud and no reported in the state in November's general election, which, again, saw record turnout.